Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go on a Monday, live in Los Angeles. This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. There is plenty of both. I love the draft. Sat there all weekend. I know. Joy Taylor is joining me. I love it. It's my thing.
It was actually a very packed sports weekend. You had the draft all weekends, the Kentucky Derby, the Ruiz-Ariola fight. It was a busy weekend.
It was. Lakers looked like they're in trouble. LeBron got hurt.
We'll get to that.
So let me start with this. I don't give draft grades. I think they're very consumable, but sort of ridiculous. I'm not going to pretend I know how well your sixth and seventh and mostly your fifth round picks are going to do. It's silly. I mean, I saw this weekend, Patriots get an A+. If Mac Jones is average, it's a bad draft. Oh, the Jets draft. Ooh, can Zach Wilson play? Or is he completely overwhelmed for 2 years? My prediction in the best defensive coach division in football. I'm not going to make grades on drafts. I mean, these teams that drafted quarterbacks, if your quarterback doesn't work, it's a terrible draft. Chicago's could be a great draft, or it could be terrible. So I'm not going to waste time. Now, I will say this. My job is to give you as potentially accurate an evaluation as I can. So what I've done, anybody that's listening to me, Joy's been here, what I do every Monday after the draft, I think has a much greater chance to be accurate. I take your top two or three top free agents, your top two or three draft picks, and then those guys, it's a much greater chance they hit. And I thought there was three teams that got an A+, and they were already really good rosters. I thought the Cleveland Browns get an A+ for their offseason. The LA Chargers get an A+ for their offseason. And the Kansas City Chiefs get an A+ for their offseason. So let me explain. Cleveland's already got a nice roster. They made the playoffs and they won a playoff game. But their back end was awful. They not only addressed their linebacking and secondary, they massively upgraded. That was as good a weekend as the Cleveland Browns have ever had in terms of addressing more of their issues. So you get Jadeveon Clowney, Troy Hill, John Johnson. These guys have played in the league. These guys have, these are grown-ups. These are men, not boys in the NFL. Then you go get a corner, Greg Newsome, who I had going in the first round earlier than they got him, and maybe the linebacker from Notre Dame. So what you get here is a mix of veterans. You get a mix of youth. You get guys who have called plays. John Johnson for the Rams has been calling plays for a defense. You get grown-ups, kids, and you attack your one weakness. And I already know you got a good coach and can win a playoff game because I saw it last year. That is an A-plus offseason. You had a weakness. You solved it with veterans and draft picks, not just kids. I don't want to hear, oh, we drafted nine. You got it. I don't. Most GMs in trades don't want nine picks because half of these guys don't pan out. So Cleveland, A-plus. Let's go to the Chargers. Really good roster, but a bad O-line. Not only did they solve their O-line, it could be as good as any not named Kansas City or maybe the Colts in football. Corey Linsley, Pro Bowler, from bad at center to a Pro Bowl center. Then they got Rashawn Slater, Asante Samuel, and Josh Palmer. Josh Palmer is going to be the surprise third-round pick in the draft. Had a bad college quarterback. Kid's a stud. So they attacked with Justin Herbert. They attacked their weakness, got a Pro Bowl center, many graded the top left tackle, and then they got the best corner drafted in the second round. And again, Jared Cook, Corey Linsley, and the Steelers, I didn't put it here, but they got a Steeler guard as well. Major upgrade. And it's not just upgrading for any quarterback. It's upgrading for Justin Herbert. They already have good weapons. And the team that's not getting mentioned that had a great offseason is the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, what do they need to make it work? A good quarterback. Check. Mahomes. A good offensive line. That was a huge issue in the Super Bowl. They not only made their offensive line great, they added depth. They got Orlando Brown, Pro Bowl left tackle. Joe Tooney, Pro Bowl guard. Kyle Long, out of retirement. Austin Blythe, top 10 center. Then they drafted Creed Humphrey from Oklahoma, the best center. Now they have two legitimate elite centers. Their weakness linebacker, they got Nick Bolton, who I thought should have been drafted higher. These are playoff teams already. These are good rosters already that had a hole. And the Browns attacked their linebacker and secondary. The Chargers attacked their offensive line. What the Chiefs did to their offensive line is beyond attacked. Sharknado. They got stuff flying all over here. They added a great center, then a college center. And again, you're given Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Baker Mayfield. These are guys that can, these are big time, you know, I got my issues with Baker, but he won a playoff game. So to me, those are A-plus offseasons. Stefanski won Coach of the Year. Herbert was the best rookie quarterback, and Andy Reid, Mahomes, enough said. Now, I want to mention two other drafts I thought were really strong because the coaches used to coach in college, so I predicted they'd do well in the draft. They did. Jacksonville in Carolina. Again, Urban just out of college. Matt Rhule, 1 year out of college. I thought both of them showed a complete direction. Both went heavy into offense. They're both offensive coaches. The Jacksonville Jaguars went quarterback, running back, offensive tackle. They're telling you right now, we're going to build a running game. We're going to build a running game to take the pressure off Trevor Lawrence. For the first time in a decade, Jacksonville's got a direction, I believe, a culture changer, and stars offensively. They're not going to be very good defensively. They'll score points. Same thing for Carolina. They're not going to be a great team. But they went out and said, we're going to get hyper-athletic at quarterback Sam Darnold. They got the best corner in the draft. And then look what they did. Wide receiver, left tackle, tight end. I'll say this. Chuba Hubbard is going to be potentially the steal of the draft. So I don't think those offseasons are as good as the Chiefs, Browns, Chargers. But these teams, these offensive coaches said, we're going to be explosive. Now, if you want me to just trade best draft, I don't do it because I don't know what your fifth, sixth, seventh round guys are going to be. But I will say the Miami Dolphins on sheer draft, five picks, four could be high-end starters, and Hunter Long may eventually start at tight end. I thought Miami in terms of just drafting, I love their draft last year mostly, Tua, But Jalen Waddle now gets to play with his college quarterback. So the 3A plus off seasons, Browns, Chargers, Chiefs. The two teams where the college coaches with an offensive background clearly head in the offensive direction, Urban and the Jags, Matt Rhule and the Panthers. And just in terms of draft, I thought Miami crushed it, just in terms of draft picks. Okay. So the Aaron Rodgers situation, it's so weird, and I actually love, you know, Aaron is the gift that keeps on giving. So Aaron Rodgers, day of the draft, Packers burned him a year ago, I'm going to burn you. And so right now the story is the ball is in Mark Murphy's court. Aaron wants the Packer GM out. The GM of the Packers, Brian Gutekunst, he went and got Jordan Love last year, apparently went a little rogue. Here's the whole thing here. It's not that complicated. If Jordan Love, who they drafted last year in the first round, can play, your problems are really not that dire. What you do after June 1st, you trade Aaron, so you split up the salary cap hit. You call Denver, say, give me three first rounders and Jerry Jeudy, the wide receiver. If Jordan Love can play, and you drafted him in the first round, he doesn't cost anything. So the dead cap hit for Aaron Rodgers isn't the end of the world. It all comes down to, can Jordan Love play? I'm not saying problem completely solved, but think about this. If you could go to a Denver, and that appears to be the leader in the clubhouse for him, and get like Jerry Jeudy, their receiver last year, I'd have Davante Adams, Jerry Jeudy, Aaron Jones, a top five offensive lineman, and Robert Tonyan, the tight end, had 11 touchdowns last year, and Matt LaFleur, the coach, in a division with dysfunctional Detroit, Kirk Cousins, and rookie Justin Fields. Green Bay would win the division. Would win the division probably easily if Jordan Love can play. And that's why you took him right in the first round. I always said, I got the Jordan Love move. I understand it. But it only works if he can play. But instead, Jordan Love is a beautiful mystery in the words of Aaron Rodgers. Is he Paxton Lynch? Some say he is. Is he potentially a B-plus Mahomes? Some say he is. He's had a year in the system. Can the dude play? We don't know. Because of COVID, the media is not allowed to go to practice. So nobody knows. Is he Paxton Lynch? Is he Patrick Mahomes? But I mean, there have been more UFO sightings in the last 7 days than Jordan Love sightings in the last year. So this whole situation with Aaron Rodgers, if you're at practice and you're watching him and you're like, he's 85% of Josh Allen or Mahomes, you got no issues. Aaron's 37, two collarbones, very expensive, prickly, difficult to get along with. It's a divorce. He wants to go play West. He's dating somebody from Hollywood. He's doing Jeopardy. You're fine. I mean, your division, let's be honest, is dysfunctional. Chicago hopes Justin Fields can play. Dan Campbell, Lions, Kirk Cousins, limitations, Minnesota. This all comes down to a general manager in Green Bay who said, hey, this kid is potentially great. All right, it's on you. If he is, this is not that big of a deal. I mean, don't get me wrong. Aaron Rodgers will leave, but it's not like if Aaron goes to the Broncos, he's going to line up 9 straight Super Bowls. He's 37. He's never had that Tom Brady, I want to play forever gene. He's already doing Jeopardy. Aaron's had injuries. Tom didn't have those kind of injuries. And frankly, if you go to a division with Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes, that is a lot of barriers to go through to just win the division, forget Super Bowls. But if Jordan Love can't play, then you got to fire the GM because it was a terrible pick. You may have ruined the culture of the Packers and you ticked off your franchise quarterback. So it all comes down to the general manager, Brian Gutekunst. Do you know what you're doing? If Jordan Love can play, this is pretty easy. I mean, when Mahomes, they recognized he could play, the Alex Smith situation, see you, buddy, thanks for mentoring. All comes down to that. Brett Veach and Andy Reid, Draft a guy that none of us watched play in college, didn't know anything about. Well, you got Alex Smith. Is Alex Smith going to be offended? What? Oh, boy, he's pretty good. No problem. If Jordan Love can play, move Aaron. Get picks. Jerry Jeudy. You're going to win your division. Most problems, I tell my kids this all the time, most problems get overstated. God, go to social media. Everything's the end of the world. We just had a pandemic. California had a $15 billion surplus in a pandemic. Today in LA County, we didn't have a single death. There's 10 million people here. The COVID rate in LA County is 0.6%. This is the most diverse county in America. We're through it. A pandemic. Economy's flying. Nothing's the end of the world as long as you're prepared. If Jordan Love can play, then you're prepared. All right, we got a lot of stuff. By the way, Cleveland, I talked about this about 3 weeks ago. Remember when I said schedule release is May 12th? It's Wednesday. Everybody thinks schedule release is, you know, overrated. It is so important for Cleveland. Also, thoughts on the Jets all weekend long. What do you think of the Jets draft? I'll tell you what I think of it. That's coming up next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater. Yep. You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
Don't wait until Sunday to surprise mom. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com right now. Click the radio icon. Enter my name, Herd. 2 dozen multicolored roses, $29.99. So everybody wants to know, oh, our draft grade. One of the teams, obviously, they picked second. They got Zach Wilson. How was the Jets' draft? And my thing is, it doesn't matter. They're a fourth-place team. The Jets fans don't need a draft grade. What they need is patience. It's a bunch of firsts. You have a first-time head coach and a first-time play caller and a rookie quarterback from a small town and several offensive players who were in their first or second year. It's a fourth-place team. Just be patient. Miami was 10-6. Great special teams, great defense, and had a great offensive draft. You're not finishing ahead of them. Buffalo was 13-3. Has one real weakness, pass rush. First two picks, pass rushers. New England spent a fortune in the offseason, has the best football coach ever, Cam Newton year two, and eight players opt back in. You're not beating them. They were 7-9, and that was a disaster for them. The New York Jets are a fourth-place team. Listen, there's four teams in the NFL that I think are going to finish last. Two I would pick today, Detroit and Houston. Two others, Philadelphia and the Jets, I presume they're fourth-place teams. Zach Wilson looks 11. Small town Utah, big city New York. This is going to take time. You got to be patient. I mean, God, Zach Wilson's mom looks 28. Forget Zach. This is just a young kid. This is a brutal division. Defensive coaches, best defensive coach division easily in the NFL. Zach Wilson is going to be completely overwhelmed for 2 years. That's why I said you could have made an argument to keep Darnold because at least he's seen the coaching in this division. So you're starting over at quarterback. This is Sam Darnold as a rookie. The difference is he has a competent general manager and a much better left side of the offensive line. But how did the Jets draft go? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. How is your patience? That's going to matter. Don't call Sports Talk Radio when they're 1-5. That's what they're probably going to be if they have to face Belichick and Brian Flores and Sean McDermott early. Everything's perspective. Perspective will control your happiness. If I said to you you're a 6-11 team, that's not necessarily a disaster if you lose a bunch of close games and Zach Wilson can play. If I was a Jet fan today and you said, he's a hit, and we lost a ton of close games, I'd take 6-11 tomorrow. Tomorrow. Now, if you tell me you're 7-10 and Zach Wilson had 17 picks, and to be honest with you, you got some scheduling breaks, Cam got hurt, you didn't play him twice, you just got to sit back, let it play out, let this puppy bake. Because you got a first-time head coach and a first-time play caller and a rookie quarterback and rookies everywhere. And I got no idea how it's going to turn out. By the way, nobody does, including Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas. No team in the NFL is a bigger question mark than the Jets. You cross your fingers, you hope it's good, you hope the kid can play. But he's going from small-town Utah to the biggest city in America and the surliest media. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, I don't know how patient Chicago fans are going to be, but head coach Matt Nagy says they're not rushing Justin Fields onto the field next season. They did make an aggressive move up to get him, and he is not making any guesses about when Fields will make his debut.
For him, it's going to be exciting for him to just come in here and learn how to be a professional quarterback. It's not going to happen overnight. When the time is right, I promise you, every single person will know, including Justin, when it's the right time. And that's naturally how it happens.
Well, it's not the Kansas City Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes situation. This is Chicago, and both of you are on the hot seat, yourself and the GM. And Chicago has not had a quarterback in decades. And you just made an aggressive move up for a guy that a lot of people had ranked second right behind Trevor Lawrence. And some people even thought he might be a better prospect than Trevor Lawrence.
He will play this year.
So, yes, he's going. We're going to see him on the field. If you're you know, questioning at all how people feel about your current quarterback situation without Justin Fields, you can go and check the mentions under that QB1 post that you guys put up with Andy Dalton.
Also, look at the schedule. Remember how last year, a couple years ago, we predicted when Lamar Jackson would start? Remember, yeah, we nailed it. We predicted week 11. And we kind of predicted when Tua would get an opportunity. Wait until the Bears' schedule comes out. If they get a bye or the Lions are coming up in week 9, you know.
Oh, I don't even think it'll last that long.
I don't either, but there's a time to play him. So, listen, if it's Green Bay at Lambeau, you're not going to start him. Look at your schedule. Matt Nagy's going to look at that thing and go, okay, we got the Lions, then a bye, and then home against blank. Then you build some momentum. So, he's going to play. My guess is, first couple weeks of November, he'll play.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be very long at all. First of all, the fan base wants to see him.
Yeah.
Second of all, what is your quarterback situation? Nick Foles and Andy Dalton. So how are either of them going to fare against the Green Bay Packers? The fans are going to want to see him. And I don't subscribe as much to, as other people do, to like rookie quarterbacks need to sit for a year. I think if you have a very stable organization, if you have a situation where the coach has no heat on them, the GM has no heat on them, which is not the situation in Chicago, you guys are coming off a great season. You're that's everything that was going on with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Like, they drafted their quarterback of the future. They had a very stable situation. Alex Smith, great pro, was playing in the playoffs. This is not the same situation. So I don't think that it's always the best thing for a quarterback to sit as a rookie. Like, there is some value in learning what not to do when you lose, right, how to recover from getting blown out. Like, I didn't think that was a good situation for Tua last year. If he was healthy, I think he should have been out there.
Yeah.
You also have more to evaluate when you let a rookie quarterback start. This is a different situation, obviously, because they're in the hot seat, so they may try and win a few games, to your point, before, right, they put him out there, but Let them get blown out once or twice, and there's not going to be any patience from the fan base anymore.
Right.
So the Broncos, who I thought sure were taking Justin Fields, did not draft a rookie quarterback this year. So they will have a competition between Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. In the preseason, when asked how he would split reps between the two, head coach Vic Fangio says he expects it to be 50-50 throughout OTAs and training camp, and both Lock and Bridgewater will have an equal chance to get the starting job. I think that they're still in the conversation with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think that this is, I mean, how could you pass up on Mac Jones and Justin Fields unless that was the scenario?
It's interesting because Aaron Rodgers, there was a story that leaked this weekend. He was interested in the Raiders. It's like, timeout. Aaron, Denver's actually, the last two drafts, has gotten a lot of good players. Like, Denver, if I told you tomorrow, Aaron Rodgers on Denver, that's a good football team.
I would feel better about Aaron Rodgers on Denver's team than Las Vegas, for sure.
Yeah, if I told you Aaron Rodgers on the Raiders, you'd be like, well, they'll be in a lot of high-scoring games with Mahomes and Justin Herbert.
Right.
So, like, I think Denver is one of those places that it was almost like Peyton Manning years ago. Peyton Manning looked around and went, you know, Denver just needs a quarterback. I think Denver's once again in the just needs a top quarterback.
Plus, could you see Aaron Rodgers and Gruden?
Well, it's good for the...
I mean, it's good for us.
It's good for the marquee.
But I mean, do you think the two of them would... Is there enough room?
Listen, my first job...
Is there enough air in the room for the two of them?
My first job out of college was Vegas. Siegfried and Roy always look good on the marquee. Gruden and Aaron's great on the marquee. It doesn't mean it's going to win. But boy, it would. You could not get a ticket... For years.
I would love it, but I'm just saying, I don't know if that's a long-term winning situation. And we know at the end of the day, Gruden is the one with the contract. So finally, it's a little trouble in Lakerlands.
A little?
LeBron was back on the court Friday after missing over a month with an ankle injury, but his return did not help the Lakers much. They lost 110-106 to the Kings, and afterwards, LeBron says he doesn't think he'll ever be back to 100%. And then last night, they lost again to the Raptors. LeBron was held out of the end of the game with soreness in his ankle, and they lost 121-114.
It's totally off.
Well, here's sort of the issue. So I'm sure you saw LeBron's quote about the play-in tournament. So the Lakers are sixth in the West, 36-28. The next five games are the Nuggets, Clippers, Blazers, Suns, and Knicks. And there's eight games remaining in the season. And seeds 7 through 10 in each conference will participate in the play-in tournaments. 7 will face 8 and 9 will face 10. And then the winner between 7 and 8 will become the 7th seed in the playoffs. And the loser of 7 and 8 will face the winner between 9 and 10 for the 8th seed in the playoffs. So these next 5 games are very important.
Yeah, and like they play don't good
slip. They
teams.
Do not want to slip into the play-in tournament.
And they really have right now, they just have no chemistry at all. And you've got LeBron, who just kind of feels all year he's been a little bitter. You know, LeBron generally, at the end of a season to the next season, gets 120 days off.
Right.
This year he got 70. Now, he's getting older, so he wants more, not fewer. So he got almost half the time off. He didn't want an All-Star game. He didn't want the season to start in December. He doesn't want the play-in tournament. Older LeBron is like, he's telling you, he is deeply concerned about his body. Boom. He got hurt yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, and I get it. And if I was LeBron, I'd feel the same way.
Same way.
But there's a whole league.
That's
so,
right.
So, you know, these are things we have to do. Like, you have to have an All-Star game. You have to start the season so you can get back on track for next year.
Yep.
You have other teams and other players who need to get the season in. And, of course, we don't even want to talk about what would happen if we didn't, because the CBA would blow up. So, yes, I get it. And I'm sure Lakers fans don't want to hear that either. But that's the way that it's going this year. It's unprecedented times.
Not a great weekend for the Dodgers or the Lakers. What's happening? Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live.
Well,
news.
It was starting Thursday, a magical weekend. We all knew it was going to be Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson, and then nobody knew what was going to happen. Number 3, Niners go Trey Lance. Albert Breer brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing MMQB. Okay, so, you know, there's a lot of different stories out there. I don't think it was a smokescreen. My takeaway was Kyle Shanahan wanted Mac and got voted out. That was always kind of my feeling. But, you know, who knows? What do you believe happened, the shift from Mac to Trey Lance?
Well, I just think the gap closed on where Mac's biggest advantage was, which was the part of the game that happens above the neck. You know, really, like, if you talk to enough teams about this, what they'll tell you is he was so advanced. He like operated so fast, and I'm not talking about foot speed, just the way he processed the game was so fast, that you could see him overcoming his physical limitations. And, you know, the Niners are pitting him against another guy and two other guys really that didn't have those physical limitations. And I think the Niners learned about Trey Lance what a lot of other teams learned about Trey Lance. His football IQ is off the charts. His character is really good. He just needs to play more. That's
yep.
really it, you know. And he only played 17 games at the collegiate level. There are issues there with the fact that you didn't see him playing from behind very much at North Dakota State. I think you'd argue the gap between North Dakota State and their competition is larger than the gap between Alabama and their competition. And so there were a lot of like critical situations that you didn't see Trey Lance in. So he is a little bit more of a pure projection, but I think the difference for the Niners was the one area where Mac Jones held a lead over the other two guys. I mean, really over the course of the month between the trade and the draft, Trey Lance was able to close that gap to the point where the Niners felt like they couldn't pass up on the upside that Lance brought to the table.
You know, before we get into the Aaron Rodgers stuff, I'm not a big believer in draft grades. It's consumable. I get it. It's fun. I did think Miami, just in terms of first four or five guys taken, I thought, boy, that is a good draft. You know, it's funny. When I watched Miami's draft, my takeaway is the Jets are a fourth-place team, is that Buffalo's better. New England's got all the opt-ins, and I thought Miami, which has great defense and special teams, went offense. I guess if I said best draft weekend, is there anybody for you that stands out?
You know, it's funny you mentioned the Jets. I think the Jets did really well. And let's move the quarterback aside, because it's unpredictable what will happen with the quarterbacks. But I really think if you look here, Colin, there's almost like a self-awareness here of how they screwed Sam Darnold. You know what I mean? Like over the last 3 years, a big reason why Sam Darnold didn't reach his potential was because of what was around him. And I don't know if Sam Darnold's ever going to make it as a franchise quarterback, but you know, I think there's still a lot of unknown there because the situation around him was so broken. So what does Joe Douglas do? He hires, you know, a head coach who's going to put in the most quarterback-friendly system in football. And if you look at their first four picks, okay, go right on down the line, high-character guys. Beyond the quarterback, you've got an offensive guard in Ollie Vera Tucker that's going to play next to Mekhi Becton. So now you've got two foundation pieces on the offensive line. You give him a slot receiver in Elijah Moore who's going to create easy completions. And then you give him a back in Michael Carter who can catch the ball out of the backfield. And so, You know, I think it's hard to grade things a couple of days after the draft, but I think just looking as far as value goes, you look at where they got Vera Tucker. I thought that was a good spot to get him. A lot of teams viewed Elijah Moore as a first-round pick. They got him at the top of the second round. And I don't think very many people at all expected Michael Carter to be there in the fourth round. They got him. And what I really like about it, again, is there's an acknowledgement that they need to do more around the young quarterback to really figure out who that young quarterback is. And so I think now they're giving, you know, they're giving Zach Wilson a much, much better chance to succeed in New York than they ever gave Sam Darnold.
All right. You talked to Brian Gutekunst yesterday, the GM of the Packers. I had said earlier in the show today, listen, if Jordan Love can play, this would make this all much easier to digest. But again, we've had more UFO sightings than Jordan Love sightings in the last couple of weeks because COVID, no media is around practice. So I have no idea. So take us to your conversation as much as you can tell us about the GM of the Packers yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, he's got his feet planted in the ground on this one. And I think it's an important detail to remember. He was with the organization in 2008 when all this was going on with Brett Favre. And so, you know, I brought up to him the parallels there. I mean, Favre was mad, if you remember at the time, Colin, because they hadn't been aggressive enough around him. And really the flashpoint was not getting Randy Moss the year that Randy Moss went to New England. Then you look at the general manager, the relationship between the general manager and the quarterback. There was a coaching change involved. It was to Mike McCarthy with Favre. It was to Matt LaFleur with Rodgers. So there are a lot of parallels there. But when I asked Gutekunst about that and how his experience there might serve him now, basically said that it was different because the organization in 2008 made a decision they were going with Aaron Rodgers. And he told me point blank, we're not making that sort of decision right now, and we won't be making that sort of decision for the foreseeable future. And if you read between the lines, Colin, I think you hit the nail on the head there. And this isn't coming from Gutekunst. This is coming from other people who I think would know. I don't think they think Jordan Love's ready. And I think they feel like they've got a championship team right now, a team that obviously has been in the championship round the last 2 years. And I don't think they think it would serve that team particularly well to put Jordan Love on the field right now. And so I think as much as anything else, this is, again, the belief that they really do think that Aaron Rodgers has a few good years left at the level he played at last year. But beyond just that, I don't think that they feel like they've got the, I would say, answer for right now on the roster. I'm not sure if they feel like there's any doubt long-term on him, but as far as the answer for right now, I don't think Jordan Love is it.
All right, listen, Ryan Pace, I've been critical of him. He felt like in the last year he's on the hot seat, but I do think it takes some guts to go up and get Justin Fields, who I think is everything Andy Dalton is not. You know, big arm, athletic, young, super inexpensive now. Kind of take me through that move by the Bears from what you can tell happened.
Well, really, you know, Matt Nagy's had his eye on the guy for over a year. He's got a really close relationship with Ryan Day. The two played against each other as quarterbacks in the Atlantic 10 over 20 years ago. They've known each other since. And Day really put Nagy on to Justin Fields back in March to the point where, and Nagy told me this late last night, he would make a point of watching Ohio State's games on Saturdays when they were on the road from the team hotel because he was really just fascinated in Fields as a prospect. Now, I think there was a limit to how far they were willing to go to get him, but once he got past that little rung of, you know, where we expect some quarterback movement, you know, the Lions potentially trading down from 7 didn't happen. The Panthers and Broncos didn't take quarterbacks in 8 and 9. That was the point where they needed to get aggressive. And so I know the Cowboys weren't willing to move too far down. They didn't want to go beyond what was the perceived cliff in the mid-teens. So they wind up moving back 2 spots. And, you know, then, of course, the Bears are able to find a trade partner in the Giants. And I can tell you, there's a belief that the upside here with Justin Fields is very, very high.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how quickly they get him on the field, Colin, but I think it's important to remember that Matt Nagy was in Kansas City in 2017, part of the process in scouting Patrick Mahomes, and also part of developing Patrick Mahomes that rookie year when he was redshirted. So I'm not saying Justin Fields is going to be redshirted, but I do believe him that they feel like what's best for Fields is to wait until he's truly ready to put him on the field. And maybe that happens in September. Maybe it happens in December. Maybe it happens in 2022. But I really feel like they think, because of the way that Nagy handled the development of Mahomes back in 17, that if they can serve this kid right, just, you know, in terms of his development, there could be something really special there.
Albert Breer, Monday morning quarterback. Good seeing you again, bud. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Colin.
All right. Why next Wednesday is a massive day for the Cleveland Browns. And what to make of the Cowboys draft? It was kind of odd. Thoughts on both of those coming up next, plus Colin Wright, Colin Wrong, top of hour two.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day, bro.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome back. Good to have you in on a Monday. Colin Wright, Colin Wrong, top of next hour. Next Wednesday is a huge day for the Cleveland Browns because next Wednesday is the release of the schedule. Now, of course, it's the release of the schedule for everybody. But of the six or seven really good rosters in this league, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, I mean, we know the good rosters. Cleveland's one of those. Cleveland's going to have potentially nine new starters on defense. Now, Kansas City has rebuilt their offensive line. That's going to take a while for it to work, no question. But it's Andy Reid, it's Mahomes, it should work quickly. Next Wednesday, if you go look at who Cleveland faces next year, I already know who they play. I don't know when they play them. So you look at their schedule, and there's four dogs in it. Lions, Texans, Broncos, and Bengals are getting better, but they're not great. You want to face those teams perhaps early with all these new defensive starters. What you don't want to face early is offenses that bring back everybody. Green Bay. I don't want Andy Reid. By the way, say what you want about the Bears, but Matt Nagy's only lost two games ever coaching in September. Next Wednesday, everybody wants to know, who do we face and when you face them. Of all these Super Bowl level rosters, one is going to have nine new starters on one side of the ball. And I love the Browns off season, but you got to watch out here. Cleveland faces, think of all these coaches they face next year. Matt LaFleur, Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, Harbaugh twice. Zimmer, who Vegas thinks Zimmer is one of the best coaches. Mike Tomlin twice. That's a lot of good coaches. And they bring back experienced veteran offenses in many cases. And you got nine new guys on the defensive end. That's why I've said Cleveland's schedule is going to be fascinating. Where does it land? We know they're going to be good, but they could be a little bit of a hot mess on the back end of that defense in September. Guys running all over the place. So next Wednesday, schedule release, going to break down that Brown schedule. The other draft that's fascinating that hasn't gotten a lot of talk today. Now, we all know the Dallas Cowboys are a huge brand. But as you bounced around the channels today, there's not a lot of talk about the Dallas Cowboys draft. And that's because it was weird. It was a weird draft. They didn't get a great edge rusher. We're not sure they got a great corner. They took a couple of stabs on some red flags guys, meaning guys with some, you know, a little sketchy personal history, character stuff. What the Cowboys did, and this happens in life too. You go on a date and it starts clunky. Okay, go to the bathroom, get your confidence back or something, come out, start over. There's an old saying, don't let a bad loss become two losses. Like, get over it. Dallas got sort of disjarred because they wanted a corner, and we all had them taking a corner, and the two were off the board. And then they didn't quite know what to do. So Dallas goes, okay, we'll take a linebacker. And they didn't really need a linebacker. And in fact, they took two linebackers. And I'm not sure they really needed two linebackers. And I'm not really sure the corner they got from Kentucky is a hit, and the corner from Oregon State was a massive reach, and there's some red flags on some of the guys they drafted. There's a reason nobody's talking about the Cowboys draft. Is the offense is going to be way better than the defense, and I don't know what it's going to look like. But I felt Dallas's draft was sort of the classic. We all thought we knew what they were going to take, and I think Dallas thought they knew what they were going to take, and all of a sudden, J.C. Horn went earlier than everybody thought. Then Sertan's gone to Denver. We thought they were taking a quarterback, and Dallas looks up and goes, whoops, we don't really need a linebacker, but he's the best player, and we're going to take one and see what happens. And I just felt the Cowboys were sort of off the entire draft. Not that it's a disaster. Let's just wait and see it play out. But it's really uneven with some reaches, some personality quirks, some guys that could be good but could be really just a massive reach. And that's why, to me, I think it's a riddle wrapped in an enigma. I don't know what Dallas did in the draft. Obviously went heavy defense. They took an offensive lineman who had some sketchy background stuff. No, a big question mark for the Cowboys. Just the one thing they needed was a corner and an edge rusher. I'm not sure they got it. I'm really not sure they did that great. Okay, so top of the hour, Colin right, Colin wrong. We'll give you the very latest. We'll keep updating you on the Packers situation. Folks, they're either moving him this year or next year. He's not going to be there in 2 years. That we know. This year could be a little bit too much of a cap hit, but one more year, max for Aaron in Green Bay. Hour two next. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.